Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, and welcome back to the Morning Mindset podcast. I am your host, Paul Markle. Thank you very much. For what? For joining me, for being here, for sharing this, for telling other people about it, for listening louder and paying attention. Thank you for all of that. Yes, indeed, you all deserve a round of applause for being here today. What are we going to talk about today? Well, you read the title, so it's not really a mystery. How do you see yourself? How do I see myself? Well, do you see yourself as a mother, a father? Do you see yourself as a dutiful son or a dutiful daughter? How do you see yourself? Are you a devoted husband and devoted wife? Are you a skillful mechanic or a skilled mechanic? Are you a creative person? Are you an artist? How do you describe yourself? This is extremely important when it comes to being a positive and productive individual. When it comes to leading a positive and a productive life, how you see yourself and how you describe yourself is very important. It is. And it should not be overlooked. You say, well, I don't believe in titles, Paul. Titles just get in the way. Okay, titles get in the way. But how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a devoted student? If I were to ask you, are you a teacher? Are you an instructor? Are you a coach? Are you a mentor? Are you a devoted student? Yes or no? Those are all positive. Now, recently, my son, who is an adult human and runs a business and has to deal with people on a daily basis, and he uses the LinkedIn app, the LinkedIn site, and he uses various other web-based platforms to contract people. He does a lot of subcontracting to get work done. And he texted me the other day and he said, why would somebody put down as their occupation disabled on LinkedIn? Now, you guys should know, if you don't know what LinkedIn is, if this is new to you or foreign to you, you're like, what is this LinkedIn thing? It's a networking platform. LinkedIn is a networking platform that you can sign up and be a member of. And if you need to find people to fill a job, whether it's a copy editor's job or a plumber's job or a sales job or a management job or whatever, doesn't matter. Every job probably is listed somewhere on LinkedIn. I actually have known several people who got jobs because they were on LinkedIn. I'm not one of those people, but I know several who have. I was talking to a good friend of mine recently, and he said, the day after he posted himself as looking for employment or seeking new employment on LinkedIn, he got a phone call from a guy and he's like, hey, what is this? I see that you're looking for another job. And he's like, oh yeah, actually I am. And he said, all right, let's talk. And he hired him and boom, the guy got a job from that. So it can be very positive. And you know, Jared said to me, he goes, why would you do that? If you're on LinkedIn and you fill out a profile, number one, it's supposed to be a networking platform, right? So you ended up there for a reason. There was a reason that you showed up there. Maybe somebody told you to. Maybe someone said, hey, man, if you're looking for a job, if you're trying to get a better job, if you're trying to whatever, you need to go here and create this. And so you said, all right, I'll do that. What would inspire someone under occupation to put the word disabled? And I said to Jared, and I said, well, you know, the short story is, that is how this person describes himself. That is how that person has come to see themselves. Because obviously, being disabled is not an occupation. Now, are there people with physical challenges? Whether they're, I know a lot of dudes that are like sort of semi-bionic. I know dudes that are, you know, missing legs and missing arms and so on and so forth. And but you know what they do? They work. They have jobs. The Black Rifle Coffee Company, if you don't know about them, you should. Many of their employees are service disabled veterans or service, you know, injury challenged. They got blowed up. And on paper, they have a disability. And yet, despite the fact that on paper they have a disability, they're still super productive workers. You may know some of these guys, or you may be familiar with some of these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, every human being on this earth has been dealt a different set of cards. I was dealt a crappy hand last year, and I dealt with the, I had to play the hand that I was dealt last year, and now I'm playing a different game. I got new cards. You may have been dealt a hand that you don't think is a good hand, but you know what? You got to play him. You got to play him. And what did Pam say from playing online poker all those nights? Saying you don't play the cards, you play your opponent. Well, if you're playing your opponent on LinkedIn, here's what you don't do. You don't list yourself as your occupation as disabled. Is that what you are? Is that what you do for a living? You do for a living disabled? Well, no, Paul, of course I don't do for a living disabled. Then why would you describe yourself in that manner? You may be like a lot of my friends. I have a good friend who's missing one arm and one leg. And he's a super productive individual. And he gets out and he goes to trade shows and he organizes events and he does a lot of stuff, even though he got blowed up in Iraq. And, you know, some people would say, oh, well, he should just take his disability and stay home. And, you know, from a technical standpoint, he probably could. But how is that living a positive and productive life? How is sitting home, feeling sorry for yourself, labeling yourself as disabled, leading a positive and productive life? It's not. So, like I said, I don't know what set of cards that you've been dealt. Everybody's been dealt a different hand. You might think somebody has better cards than you, and there are a lot of people, I tell you what, that have worse cards than you. You know, I tell you what, you need to get out. If you think your life stinks, you need to get out more and spend some time around other people, and you're like, my life might not be as bad as I thought it was. That's right. But how you see yourself is extremely important because that is how other people are going to view you. Do you want to get ahead in your career? Do you want to have a productive career? Do you want to link in with other humans? And how you project yourself and how you see yourself is going to be a reflection of how other people see you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be like that. You know, I don't know what this person's individual hand was. I don't know what they were dealt. But the fact of the matter is they were a living, breathing creature, and they were living and breathing well enough to get on LinkedIn and fill out a profile. So they must be doing okay. You're sucking up oxygen here on planet Earth, right? Well, something that one of the mantras that I expressed and I continue to express all during the big C and all that was, look, if you're going to be alive, that means you got a heartbeat and you're sucking up oxygen. You need to live. You need to live your life if you're going to be alive. And describing yourself to the world, listing your occupation as, quote, disabled, is not a productive way to do it. That's not living your life. So my inspiration to you, my suggestion to you is, if you're going to be alive, live your life. If you're going to be alive, live. And how you see yourself and how you label yourself is a direct reflection on how people will view you and how they will treat you. So think about it. Think about it before you label yourself as something as a pejorative, you know. And, you know, use terms like, instead of unemployed, say, seeking employment, seeking new opportunities, seeking career opportunities. Wouldn't the words seeking career opportunities be better than unemployed? You know, like, well, yeah, if I saw someone wrote seeking new career or seeking career opportunities or seeking better position or whatever, I think, wow, that guy wants to improve himself. That guy or girl wants to make their life better. They're trying to achieve something. Unemployed is a negative. It's a pejorative. But seeking better employment, seeking challenging employment, ooh, seeking a more challenging position. You see what I just did with words? Words mean things. And how you describe yourself will be your own reflection of yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is my words of inspiration to you today once more. Thank you very much for being a member of the Morning Mindset audience. Please be sure to share this with other people. Leave a review and let folks know. You know, we share these shows every day on social media. All it takes is 10 seconds and you can click and share it with other people. All right, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.